Hey, listeners, are you ready for a deep dive into a sugary sweet world? Today, we're going to explore a children's story called The Gingerbread Math Contest.
Oh, this is a fun one.
I bet it is. Now, I know a lot of people get nervous when they hear the word math.
It can be a little intimidating.
It can be, but this story shows us that math can be super fun.
Absolutely, and maybe even a little delicious.
So let's jump right in. Can you set the scene for us? Where does this story take place?
Okay, so picture this. It's a snowy December morning, and we're in a classroom that's buzzing with excitement.
Sounds cozy.
It is, and the reason for all the excitement is that it's the day of the school's first ever gingerbread math contest.
Oh, wow. A gingerbread math contest. I never heard of that before.
It's a pretty clever idea, right?
It is. So who are the main characters in this story?
We have four friends, Mira, Kenny, Wallace, and Dajia.
Four friends ready to take on the gingerbread world.
Exactly. And they are determined to win.
So how does this contest work? What do they have to do to win?
The goal is to build the tallest and strongest gingerbread house.
Sounds like a standard gingerbread house competition so far.
There's a twist.
Okay, I like a good twist.
To earn the supplies for their houses, they have to solve math problems.
Ah, so that's where the math part comes in.
Yep. Each problem they solve gives them another ingredient or building material.
That's a really fun way to make math more engaging.
It is. And the story does a great job of weaving the math problems right into the plot.
Okay, so give us an example. What's one of the first math problems they face?
All right, so Mrs. Peabody, the teacher, presents them with their first challenge.
I bet they're all ears.
Oh, yeah, they're ready to go. And she asks them, if a gingerbread man has 8 buttons and his friend has 5, how many buttons do they have together?
Classic addition.
Right. And it's Kenny, the math whiz of the group, who shouts out the correct answer. 13.
Of course he does, gotta love a math whiz.
And for solving the problem, they get their first building supply. A big bowl of frosting.
Frosting the glue that holds all those gingerbread walls together.
Exactly. It's an essential ingredient.
And so they're off to a good start.
They are, but the challenges keep coming.
What comes next?
Well, for the next task, they need to figure out how tall their gingerbread house will be if they use graham crackers that are 6 inches tall.
Okay. I can see where this is going. So multiplication is coming up.
You got it. And Mira steps up with her quick thinking and calculates that 6 multiplied by 3 equals 18 inches.
They're on a roll.
They're working together solving problems, and their gingerbread house is slowly coming together.
This is making me hungry for gingerbread.
Me too. But it wouldn't be a real gingerbread house building competition without a little bit of chaos, right?
Oh, what kind of chaos are we talking about?
Well, first, Kenny accidentally breaks a cracker.
Oops.
And then in all the excitement, Mira gets frosting smeared all over her nose.
I can just picture it now.
It's a classic gingerbread house building mishap.
I feel like that would definitely happen to me.
And then just as Dajia tries to balance candy canes on top for the roof, the whole thing starts to slide off.
Oh no, this sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It does. But even with all the chaos, they're learning how important it is to work together as a team.
Teamwork makes the dream work, as they say.
Exactly. They help each other out, solve problems, and manage to keep their gingerbread house from totally collapsing.
What a relief. I was getting worried for a second there.
Don't worry, their gingerbread house is still standing strong, at least for now.
Phew. That's good to hear. I'm invested in this gingerbread house. Now I need to know what happens next.
Well, you'll have to wait for part 2 to find out.
All right, listeners, make sure to tune in to part 2 to see if Mira, Kenny Wallace, and Dajia can overcome the next set of challenges in the gingerbread math contest.
So, you know, they've already faced a couple of math problems. They're doing pretty well.
Right, they got the frosting, they got the graham crackers, they're starting to build their house.
Exactly. They're making progress, but Mrs. Peabody throws another challenge.
Oh, what's the next math problem they gotta solve?
This time, it's candy canes.
Ooh, I love candy canes on gingerbread houses.
Who doesn't? They're classic. But here's the problem Miss Peabody poses.
Right, lay it on me.
She says, if you need 4 candy canes for each side of the roof, how many candy canes will you need for both sides?
Okay, so they got to figure out how many candy canes they need in total.
Exactly. And I think I know what kind of math they need to use here.
A multiplication.
You got it. They need to multiply the number of candy canes per side by the number of sides.
That's a good way to introduce multiplication without making it too complicated.
Right. It feels like a natural part of the contest.
So are our gingerbread architects up to the task?
Oh, yeah. Dodgy comes to the rescue.
Go, Dodgy.
She realizes they need 8 candy canes because 4 times 2 equals 8.
Nice. Candy canes secured.
They're one step closer to finishing their masterpiece.
I can practically see it now, standing tall and proud, covered in candy canes.
It's going to be epic, but you know the clock is ticking.
Oh, right! There's a time limit. I forgot about that.
They still have one final challenge to overcome.
Ooh, what's the final challenge?
Mrs. Peabody announces that to win, they need to calculate the area of their gingerbread house's base.
Area. That sounds a little more advanced.
It's a step up from the addition and multiplication they've been doing.
How do they even start to figure that out?
Well, Kenny, their resident math whiz, steps up again.
Penny to the rescue.
He remembers that to find the area, you need to multiply the length and width of the base.
Right length times width equals area.
Exactly. And after a little bit of scribbling and thinking, he figures it out.
What's the answer?
He determines the area is 150 square inches.
Wow, they did it.
Yeah.
They solved all the math problems.
They earned all their supplies.
Their gingerbread house must be looking amazing.
It is, but they're not done yet.
What? There's more.
They still have to assemble all the pieces.
Right. And the clock is still ticking.
The pressure is on, will they finish in time?
Oh, the suspense is killing me. I need to know.
With just seconds to spare, they put on the finishing touches.
Yeah, that was close.
They top it off with a sparkly golden star candy right at the very top.
I bet it looks spectacular.
It does. They step back to admire their creation.
I bet they're proud of themselves.
They should be. They worked hard and used their math skills to build something incredible.
So now it's time for the moment of truth.
Judgment time.
Who are the judges anyway?
Well, it seems like Miss Peabody is the main judge.
Makes sense. She's the teacher.
Right. And she's got a tough job ahead of her.
Yeah, because remember, some of the other teams weren't so lucky.
Right. Some of their gingerbread houses had some mishaps.
Some were leaning. Some even collapsed.
But Mira Kenny-Wallace and Dodgia's house is standing tall and strong.
It's a gingerbread triumph.
Exactly. So Miss Peabody steps forward. She looks at all the gingerbread houses and she announces the winner.
Drum roll, please.
And the winner of the gingerbread math contest is...
Don't leave me hanging, tell me.
It's our amazing team of gingerbread architects, Mira Kenny-Wallace and Dodgia.
Hooray! They did it.
They're ecstatic. They jump up and down. They high-five each other.
I bet there's lots of hugs and frosting all around.
Probably Dodgia exclaims, "This was so much fun. Math made it even sweeter."
Oh, that's so cute.
And then Kenny, with frosting, probably still on his nose, adds, "Literally."
He's not wrong. Gingerbread houses are pretty sweet.
They are. This story is just so heartwarming.
It is. It really shows kids that math can be fun.
And that it can be used to create something amazing.
And that teamwork is essential.
Absolutely. It's all about working together and solving problems.
It's so inspiring to see how much they enjoyed the contest.
It really is, and it makes you think about what motivated them.
Yeah, what was it about this contest that made them so excited to learn math?
Well, I think it's because they weren't focused on grades or winning a prize.
So it wasn't about external rewards.
Exactly. They were driven by something else, something more intrinsic.
What do you mean?
Well, they were genuinely interested in the challenge itself.
They wanted to figure out the math problems because it was fun for them.
Right. And they were excited to create something together.
That makes sense. When kids are having fun, they naturally want to learn.
Absolutely. And think about it. They didn't just solve equations on paper.
No, they actually applied what they learned.
They used math to build something tangible, something they could see and touch and even eat.
So it wasn't just abstract concepts. It was real-world application.
Right. And that made all the difference.
The gingerbread house became a symbol of their mathematical achievements.
I like that the taller and stronger their house stood, the more confident they felt in their abilities.
And they got to eat it afterwards.
That's always a bonus.
This story really makes me think about how we can approach learning in a more engaging way.
Yeah, it's all about finding ways to make it fun and relevant.
What if we took everyday activities and turned them into challenges like the gingerbread math contest?
I love that idea.
Like imagine using fractions to bake cookies.
Or geometry to build a fort.
Kids would be learning without even realizing it.
Exactly. They'd be so caught up in the fun and the challenge that learning would become a natural byproduct.
That's the kind of world I want to live in, a world where kids are eager to learn.
Me too. A world where math is seen as a tool for creating and exploring, not something to be feared.
And the gingerbread math contest gives us a glimpse of what that world could look like.
It shows us that learning can be an adventure. A delicious and rewarding adventure.
So to all our listeners out there, especially the young ones, remember that math is more than just numbers and formulas.
It's a way to build, create, and have fun while you learn.
So go out there and find your own delicious math adventures.
And who knows, maybe you'll even get some frosting on your nose along the way.
That's all for this deep dive into the gingerbread math contest.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time for another exciting exploration.